I guess so. I mean, that's one way to look at it.
Tells me muscle tits.
Just like that, we've started recording another edition of the Shooting USA podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Terran Tactical has exited stage right. I am honored to welcome the one and only Max Michelle to the podcast this time. Max, welcome.
Appreciate it, buddy.
We are in the Sands Convention Center at the 2017 SHOT Show. We have some amazing news. You set a Guinness World Record. Take us through that.
Yeah, I mean, it was an unbelievable opportunity. You know, something Sig came to me and said, hey, we're thinking about doing something cool and different, and what do you think about it? Obviously, Guinness World Record, that name, we all know what that is. I don't care who you are, what industry you're in, how old you are, you're always going to look in that Guinness World Record book and just see what's out there, who's the best at what they do. And so it was a pretty cool opportunity, and when they came to me with it, you know, initially I said yes, and then I started thinking and started looking into the rules and whatnot, and I'm thinking, wow. I mean, this is not going to be easy to do, and I mean, you only get 3 attempts. It's got to be legit. The guy comes down, the whole deal, and it was a scary process. But then after I realized how much of an awesome opportunity it was, I said, you know, I'm just going to work real hard at it, give it a shot, and hope
you
for
bet.
The best.
Well, it was. Let's walk them through it, because it was a 6 plates on a plate rack, action target plate rack,
correct?
8-inch plates,
mm-hmm.
15 yards.
No, we did it. We did all about speed, so 7 yards.
7 yards, okay.
Yep,
so
7 yards.
Okay.
It was a pure speed event. That's who I am. It's what I do. Is
21.
Is speed.
All right, 21 feet, 6
mm-hmm.
plates.
You got it.
You had to be better than 2.5 seconds for them to even consider it worthwhile as a record. But the caveat here, and I think the thing we have to really hammer home, is that you only get 3 shots at it.
Right.
You don't get to stand there and whack away at this plate rack all day long. And you don't get to stand there and warm up and then say, all right, here goes my 3 for score. It's step in the box, 3 runs, do it or don't.
Exactly. And that's the unique thing about it. That's the difficult part. Anyone, including myself, can stand in my backyard, in my home range, and keep going and going and going until I can beat this thing. But, you know, you have the official Guinness World Record holder, the official Guinness World Record guy, he's there. The judge.
Yeah.
He's checking things out. We have the CEO from SIG, all the VPs. We have several other employees. It's freezing cold out at the 6-hour academy that morning. And you just got to step up and do it. You know, you get 3 chances. That's the hard part. It's not like you can go and just keep whacking away at it and
right.
say, this is my best, I'll take it.
That's the point. I think there's a bunch of guys out there in the world thinking, oh, man, I can beat 2, so I can get under 2, 6 plates, I can get under 2. Well, here's the thing. It's from surrender with a draw in freezing cold temperatures in front of the president of one of the largest gun companies, including all of the other employees that are there, freezing cold temperatures, and you only get 3 tries at it.
That's right.
You don't get a warm up. You get a step in the box, and you get to shoot it 3 times, do it or don't. That's the key element here. That's
yeah.
what makes it notable. The accomplishment is notable, but everything that goes in around it makes
right.
it something so special.
Right.
And like we had talked about, you're now immortalized in the Guinness Book of World Records. Like every time there's a book fair at any of my kids' schools, I need an extra $20, Dad, because I want to get the new Guinness Book World Records. Well,
right.
you can bet you I'm going to give them the $20 for this 2017
awesome.
Book so we can see Max Michelle in there.
Heck
that's
yeah,
so
man.
Amazing,
awesome.
Dude.
No, that's cool. And the cool thing about it is this is really the first time us as action shooters have really been able to break into the Guinness World Record.
You bet.
So now it's not just about me. I mean, yes, it's cool. I have personal goals for the company and myself. But what's really neat is that this now opens up an opportunity for several other shooters to come on in, because now Guinness is very welcome to the idea of handguns.
And that's significant because, you know, I mean, they sanction all sorts of different world records. But this one is shooting related. And in this environment and in this day and age, that's an important thing.
Absolutely.
That's a great thing. Talk about the gun that you used. That's important.
Yeah, so I used the Sig Sauer P320 RX, which is our 320 model with the optic on it. Everyone who knows me knows that red dot optics are near and dear to my heart. And I've been shooting red dot optics for a long time. And just the amount of speed you can get with a red dot optic and the accuracy that you can get within it, it's really second to none. So I was using a Sig Sauer Romeo 3 optic on our P320 using 9mm Sig Sauer ammo at the Sig Sauer Academy. So to me, it was very, very important to make sure that I used all Sig Sauer products on the Sig Sauer property and tackle that record together.
That's I couldn't be a better commercial for the Sig 320, and it's a beautiful thing. And that's, you know, that's frankly why we're all here. I mean, at the end of the day, it's about selling guns. And if the 320 isn't selling on that merit, I don't know what it's going to take. Phil Strader has entered the podcast. Even though he's not on a microphone, he is adding some man to this podcast right now.
In and around us.
There is a new offering in the 320 family that has his fingerprints all over it. Talk about that gun.
Absolutely. Phil Strader has been a very instrumental role in providing us with a new P320 platform, which we're calling the P320 X series. The X5 being our, as he puts it, the Cadillac of the X series guns. And, you know, so it's what we've changed over the P320 to the 320 X5 is we now have a full 5-inch bull barrel, which gives us the ability to have greater accuracy and softer recoil. We also went ahead and took a little bit of weight out of the top of the slide, so we have less reciprocating mass coming back. We put a little bit of weight in the grip. Everyone wants a heavier gun in the hand, right? So it's softer, less felt recoil, keeps the gun a little softer, keeps the gun a little flatter to the ground, and which gives us our sight picture faster to the target. So it's about 4.5 ounces or so we're adding to the grip there, which is absolutely incredible.
Flat face trigger.
Flat face trigger, correct. Yep. One of the cool things, though, is we have the Dawson fiber optic front sight and a Dawson adjustable rear sight. And it's not just an adjustable rear sight. We have a plate that goes in there. You can simply take that off. And it's already ready to go for the Sig Sauer Romeo 1 optic.
Okay, so pre-cut for if you want to get into carry optics.
Right, it's already pre-cut, so you don't have to take it to your gunsmith and get him to cut it.
Sure.
And, you know, spend a couple $100 doing that. It's already done.
I know. So you can set the gun back up and potentially shoot production.
Absolutely.
Remove that removable plate, add your red dot, and now you're ready to go and carry optics. One gun, two solutions.
You got
Happy
it.
Days are here again.
You got it. Now, and also the X-Series comes with a magazine well as well. So four magazines of 21 rounds, and it retails for just over $1,000. So
okay.
As you said,
out of the box, ready for competition.
Out of the box, ready for competition.
I mean, that's a very different thing than say $600-$700 with another manufacturer, but then you're going to go spend another $500-$600 to get it ready to compete.
Absolutely.
This gun comes out of the box at that $1,000 price point with the extra mags, and it's ready to go.
Several options, yep.
It's a beautiful thing. Anything we missed? The competition season for 2017, what's on the horizon for you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously last year was a really good year for me. I was able to do some really cool things with the P320, with the optics version of that. Carry Optics is a new division I'm extremely excited about.
Yep.
As I mentioned, I love the optics. They're near and dear to my heart. And, I'm probably going to rock the Carry Optics division as much as I can.
Okay.
And I'm going to get Phil's X5 in there as much as possible.
That would have been an interesting question to ask. You've already answered it. USPSA is bringing out the Optics Nationals. So open guns, carry optics, and pistol caliber carbine. You obviously have an affinity for open guns. We know you're very good with carry optics guns. What about a pistol caliber carbine? What about an MPX? No?
Not really going to do that?
Yeah.
I just recently got an MPX, and I'm starting to play with that a little bit now, but I'm not ready to take it into a competition within 2 months. So. For the Carry Optics or for the Optics Nationals, we'll see. We'll see what happens with the 2017 World Shoot. If I'm going to be a member of the U.S. team, then I'm going to stay focused on the open division all year and make that happen. If not, I'll be rocking the
USA. Beautiful thing, man. We'll be looking forward to it. You'll see it on Shooting USA on the Outdoor Channel. More to come on the podcast from the 2017 Shooting USA.